Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Every bag of Fibermax cotton has 220,000 seeds chock full of innovation, like advanced genetics for longer, stronger fiber, which means 220,000 reasons to hear, "You got what, premiums?" And new Accent Flex technology for powerful weed control, which means 220,000 reasons to say, "Heck yeah, I grew that." Fibermax cotton from BASF. Innovation in every bag. Always read and follow label directions.
No matter who you are or what your background, we here at Big Tobacco want you to know that
we will never discriminate against any age, ethnicity, or gender.
You can trust that we will tell you whatever lie is needed to convince
you to try smoking. Our messaging will
always think of you first.
Lying to you.
Right where you are.
Because you are our
number one customer.
Big Tobacco wakes up every day ready to get you hooked. Help fight the lies at TobaccoStopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Well, a big week this week with lots of things going on. How are the cattle markets going to look? Well, I had the opportunity to visit with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's Livestock Auction to talk a little bit about what he thinks the market will look like before and after the election.
Well, I don't know which way it's going to go after the election. I mean, I'm not positive if the Democrats get it just because they're not as agriculture oriented. I mean, I don't know nothing. Just go back and compare Biden versus Trump. Trump was, he's huge about agriculture, but he will implement a lot of tariffs. But when he did, when he was in office, he turned around and give big subsidies back to the people that it would harm. So hopefully that will play into effect and it will benefit in the long run. I've got a world of people that was jumping on getting their LRPs covered before this election, which is smart, just for the simplicity of, you know, the black swan effect. And nobody knows. I mean, if Democrats get in, the stock market's going to do X. Republicans got in, the stock market's going to do X. I don't have a clue. I just know we still got a good market. If you've not protected yourself, I would probably put on some sort of LRP. And then just go to bed and sleep good at night. I mean, and the cow market has dropped a little bit, but the type of cows coming to town have dropped. One real quick deal I read this morning, I believe it's Wendy's, is shutting down like 400 of their restaurants.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Because of the price of hamburger.
Yeah.
And lack of movement coming through their restaurant.
Once again, that's Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Well, farmers are taking out loans at a rate and scale not seen in years as weakened crop prices weigh on the ag sector. That's according to a report from the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. The volume of new operating loans increased at its fastest pace since 2017, the report said, with commercial banks issuing 40% more of those loans to farmers over the last year. Farmers not only taking out more loans, but also borrowing higher amounts. For the first time in at least two decades, loans larger than $1 million made up the majority of lending volume. Growth in loan volumes was concentrated among small and mid-sized lenders, the Federal Reserve report said, underscoring difficulties for family farms and other smaller operations without deep pockets to weather the volatility. Farmers are grappling with weakened global demand and a glut of corn and soybeans, which has contributed to a decline in the prices that's paid to producers. You've got farm news. With all the ups and downs in the cattle markets, it's important that you protect yourself with livestock risk protection, or LRP. Clay Bertram tells us more.
Look back what happened with the bird flu in March and the roller coaster ride of what we've seen the index do. We've got prices that'll work for any type of operation, no matter the level that you want to spend. Being able to lay your head on that pillow and know that you have those cattle protected. You buy today, you cover tonight.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. Farm Data Service is an equal opportunity employer. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.